A reading from Luke 6, 12-16. One of those days Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray, and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called Zealot, Judas, son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor.
Well, I think the important part of this particular passage is the very first part. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. And then what follows that obviously is, you know, he has heard from God what he is to do, because that's what he's praying about. And as a result of that, you get the people who are named as who will become apostles, or the inner circle of Jesus' followers. Because were they called apostles? They were called apostles here, but I don't know if they were called that then, but they were really a tight-knit 12 who followed Jesus everywhere. And then there were disciples, and there were many of them. And then there were hangers-on and other people who were probably neither just curiosity seekers or even enemies.
Well, the common description in Scripture of people needing guidance in their life is to pursue God with diligence. And oftentimes in the Old Testament Scriptures, and we see a couple times in the New Testament as well, is when people needed guidance in their life, they would fast and pray. There's an urgency that a decision needs to be made that it goes beyond common human wisdom. And Jesus is recognizing that he's appointing his inner core. They're going to be the ones that take this message and move it out. And so he goes off and spends the night in prayer. It's a great image. And it's a reminder to us that when we're facing difficult decisions, we shouldn't be so cavalier and casual that we worry about the decision until we make it. We should probably step aside and consecrate ourselves to the Lord and invite him to help us make a decision that would be best for the future.
As a leader in my own company, without saying it's prayer, but I have certainly prayed. In fact, I'm here because one day, back in 1987, when I had absolutely no answers, I went, and by the grace of God, I got on my knees and I prayed. And I had no idea what answers I was going to get, but they took me directly to this conversation through indirect paths. But in business, oftentimes I will let a decision more or less wait, that there's no urgency to make the decision today. That's probably the greatest single mistake people make. It has to be made now. No, wait until the moment is right. And I'm talking fairly secularly here, but I think there is application in prayer because you're really listening.
Prayer is not just you speaking to God, but it's speaking and listening. And I guess I would say to those who are listening to us at this moment, if there's a decision that you're facing that's very difficult, set yourself apart to spend some time in dialogue with God and hear what his solution would be to resolve your difficult decision.